Well, I have to tell another story. I think Matt sensed that the interview went well. And at the end of the interview, he said, Mark, what's your time frame? And I gave him some bullshit. Excuse me. But I was like, well, you know, I believe in hire slowly. We're going to move forward with all deliberate speed. And so I said, we'll get back to you. And then when they left, that's when we started saying, I liked him. Did you like him? We all liked him. So it was the very next day.
Welcome back. Kind of like the candidness of one Mark Murphy, president of the Green Bay Packers. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, well, they believe in better. They have big party packs going on right now. They cater. If you got a big sales meeting, got a big event, go to CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com to see everything that they have to offer. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And for a limited time, they have Euros right now. So download the app as well on your mobile device. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider. Michael, how you doing?
Pretty good. We talked a little bit about this. I mean, how did you think the press conference rolled the other day and how Murphy presented all of this?
I thought it went well. Look, I thought Mark went on, and I think people walked away, the same as I did, feeling that this was very much Mark Murphy's call and that Mark Murphy very much owned the presser. On the other hand, I also said that it could be a brilliant move because if it doesn't work out, Mark Murphy can then pound his chest and say, hey, put it on me. I have Brian and Russ, I made this decision. This is more me than it is them. But if it works out and they're all on the podium accepting a Lombardi trophy, then he can say, hey, Brian's the one to put all the personnel in the right place, and he worked with Russ to get the contracts done. I was just an advisor on this guy right here, the guy that they hired. So then he can give everybody the credit and say, here you go. So I think what he did was very emphatically put a stamp on the organization, and in addition, he also enlightened everybody as to what the process was so there weren't any questions about how the operation was being run.
And, you know, when he came in 2008, Harlan had already set up Ted Thompson as the voice of football operations, along with the head coach. But I think after 7 or 8 years of success on the revenue side and building Title Town and the additions to the stadium and everything, I think Mark Murphy, part of the reason that he wants these guys reporting to him too is he wants to be in control of the message of the franchise now. And Ted was just, not going to participate, particularly the last 3 or 4 years that he was in there. And people were mocking him and all that. And I think that's something that Murphy thinks that the team needed. And not that Gutekunst, won't grow into that role, but he's not there yet. He's not. And so I think that's why Murphy is, kind of hogging the microphone, because he's trying to get this stuff out. Again, when you're sitting there and you're playing the Arizona Cardinals, and 10,000 people don't show up, and then they're booing your product because you're losing to that team at the end of the third quarter, that makes your palm sweat pretty quick. Even though you've got this alleged 30-year waiting list for season tickets, you got to have butts in the seats to sell beer to make money and to make that cash register ring. I mean, I think a lot of that stuff is going on. In the meantime, you heard Brian Gutekunst, the GM, he got in his say as to how they made this decision on Matt LaFleur.
I think a lot of this, too, is like Mark said, we spent a lot of time, vetting these candidates, and obviously there's an interview part of that, but there's a lot more to that, too. We have resources throughout the league, contacts, and so, that's as big a part of it as anything.
That's what I love about these guys, man. They're so honest.
He likes how they're honest.
That's LaFleur talking.
Yeah. I'm glad that they feel that, things are headed in the right direction, I guess. So look, if you feel strong and confident in what you're doing, kudos to you. Go for it. I'm still looking at the Packers general manager, Brian. We were talking about this earlier today, Mike. The pressure coming into this particular situation. Matt LaFleur's got a lot on him. He's got to get Aaron Rodgers right. He's got to wrap his arms around an organization, make all the right hires. On the other hand, Brian Gutekunst, he can look over and say, yeah, we hired the right guy, but, man, he's got to put a lot of right pieces in place.
Now, the league has been this Sean McVay happy, the head coach of the Rams, and even to the point where the Cardinals are hiring his quarterback's coach, Sean Taylor, as their next head coach. I mean, they're doing anything. Anybody that's had a cup of coffee with Sean McVay has got a job in the NFL right now. And tomorrow night, when the Rams host the Dallas Cowboys on Fox, McVay is going to sit down and do an interview there. So, you know, you get a little bit more of a feel for him. But a year ago, in February, when we're in Indianapolis and we're at the Combine, I told you then, like, oh, man, this new coach for the Rams, this guy's off the charts. Energy, smart as a whip, friendly. There's just electricity around this guy. So when the Packers played the Rams last October, I went out there a day or two early so I could see the Rams facility. And here they're playing these temporary facilities. And I got to go in there and have a Q&A with Sean McVay and listen to Sean McVay breaking down Aaron Rodgers.
Certainly, I know no matter who you're playing, but when you talk about Aaron Rodgers, he's going to present a lot of challenges that you find out a lot about your defense in particular and all the different things that he can present and what he does for their offense.
Sean, Rodgers spends so much time at trying to get a defense to jump off sides, what he does with his cadence. That has to have been a point of emphasis this week for your defense.
Absolutely. You know, and we'll be interested to see, you know, is it something where he's on his verbal cadence based on the crowd, or does he have to use his silent? We're hoping that he'll have to use his silent based on a lot of Rams showing up at the Coliseum. But he's a master at that. You know, you just talk about the command and situational awareness, whether it's his cadence control, whether it's when you catch teams in a substitution, being able to jump the ball and get some, you know, shots down the field where you're getting a free five if you get the ball snapped off when they don't have, you know, when they've got more than 11 on the field. And those are the kind of things that he catches you and he sees it, and he's got total control and command, and there's an urgency where all 11 are on the same page with how they can operate. And it's impressive, you know, seeing it live when I was part of a team in Washington. We played them in the playoffs, and then you play them the next year in the regular season. And, I mean, it's something that you can't ever really mimic and emulate that in practice just because of the command that he has. But, again, great challenge, excited about that challenge, and certainly, looking forward to Sunday.
That's a Friday. I mean, a free five, meaning a free play, you know, or cadence control. He's got all these his own terms. And this stuff just comes flying off his tongue. Any question you ask him about a football game or football team or field or game plan, you know, he left, and I asked somebody who was there that's, you know, a beat guy. It's like, is he like this all the time? Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he's a fast processor. Phenomenal. And that's why he's got that whole organization so excited. And so Matt LaFleur is a guy who left, though. Left that knowing full well he had a shot at maybe a Super Bowl ring this year, and the way that place is coming together out in L.A., to go to the Titans just so he could be a play caller. Well, Matt LaFleur wanted to be on a fast track to figure out how he could be his own head coach in the NFL, and suddenly another six or seven teams open up, and of all places, it's the Green Bay Packers. So I asked LaFleur, you know, that's a huge turning point in your life.
It would have been easy to stay in L.A. I mean, you look at the roster and you look at the success they're having there this year, and it certainly could have been easy to stay there. I took the risk because I knew that I needed to get out of my comfort zone and grow as a coach. And, you know, the lessons I learned this year, I learned that football is not always easy. You better navigate through some adversity, and I was proud of that, you know. We went 9-7, so it certainly did live up to the standards that we'd have liked. Certainly, anytime you didn't make the playoffs. I mean, that's what we're judged by, is the wins and losses. We had an opportunity to have a play-in game in the last week of the season, and unfortunately didn't get it done. So, but I know that I would not be the coach I am today without having those experiences of this past season and just facing all. The adversity that we went through.
He faced a lot of adversity. I mean, it wasn't a great offensive season for that team. I mean, there was some speculation that he might not even be brought back in Tennessee, and all of a sudden now he's the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Mike, you and I talked about this the other day. For all that's been said, the two biggest things are, how do you create a rhythm and a confidence in this team as far as the ability to move the football, and how do you create the relationship with Aaron Rodgers? Those are the two biggest things, right?
Right, and it starts with coaching staff, too. I mean, there's this guy that McCarthy brought in last year after Alexander Pelt left, this Frank Cignetti guy,
mm-hmm.
who, you know,
I know.
He's, you know, I mean, he's his dad was a legendary college coach in Pennsylvania. It's a guy that McCarthy met when he was just getting into the NFL around 28, 29 years old. You know, good, but he's like, you know what he is? He's a loyal, like, Pittsburgh guy. And McCarthy brought in two or three of those things, which to me, after you meet them and you watch them and you see, you actually assign this, you know, old buddy who probably should be like an offensive line coach or something, an assistant at best, make him a quarterback's coach to Aaron Rodgers just because you're a little bit, you know, concerned about, wow, they didn't renew my contract, and, you know, I've only got a year left, and so you're going to kind of circle the wagons, you know. And so that's why LaFleur is going to bring back Mike Pettine, and probably most of those guys will be back on defense, but it's well known he's going to bring in guys like Nathaniel Hackett from the Jaguars and other guys to talk about who he's going to stack up on the offensive side of the ball.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of the, you know, the coaching hirings and firings. Obviously, Ron Zook now out. We'll get into all that discussion coming up. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
It's a lot different when it's actually you getting fired, too. You know, that's the one thing I told my wife. I mean, it's, you know, it's one thing being fired, and this is the first time I've ever been on a staff that got fired. The other times I've been fired has been me. So, you know, it's a little bit different. And I think, you know, when you know, you don't know what your future is. I mean, obviously, you want to plan ahead, and you got to have a way to take care of your family. And most all coaches understand that when they choose this profession. I mean, they always used to always say that you know, there's two kinds of coaches, those that have been fired or those that are going to get fired. And for the most part, it's, you know, that's probably fairly true. You know, it's just the way it is.
Ron Zook out is the special teams coordinator for the Green Bay Packers, and now the new staff being brought in and hired slowly by Matt LaFleur, the new head coach. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mount Medical, treating guys with ED and other issues all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. It's a new year, and if you have a resolution that is to get rid of the ED from 2018 into 2019, make it a year that you turn your love life around. My friends over at the New Mount Medical Center, 98% success rate in treating guys with ED. Where else are you going to get those kind of odds? And that rate, right? That's without all the side effects of the pills. Do you want to be sharper, more focused, have better energy, more stamina? You can do that as well in 2019. That's the low T treatments. Just stop in, make a phone call, stop in, and get your levels tested. It's what I did. Feel great. Losing the extra weight as well. Check out the new Mel All-in-One Weight Loss Program. If you put on a few over the winter, start taking it off and get ready for the summer. The new year, the new you, it all starts with a call to my friends over at New Mel Medical. Call them now, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's our friends over at the New Mail Medical Center. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio. So Ron Zook out as the special teams coordinator, which nobody thought would not happen.
You and I were watching the Jets game, and Andre Roberts run that one back. I mean, they're already down 14-7.
Right.
I mean, it takes it 99 yards, just total collapse on the right hash mark in the kick coverage. 99-yard return, and you're saying, well, he's done now. This is it.
That's,
I mean,
it.
Come on.
Talk to you later.
Sure. So, and the thing about Zook is, it's not that he's a bad coach. I mean, he did have an awful lot of injuries to have to deal with, and, you know, Mason Crosby misses 5 kicks against the Lions, those kinds of things. But at the end of the day, you just kept on thinking, you know, this is probably a guy who should be still a college football coach and have experts in some of these things. And he was, you know, football is football, and you learn the techniques. And McCarthy brought him in for a year to sort of learn the ropes, and then they fired Sean Slocum. But it's amazing, overall, for the 13 years McCarthy was in there, how poor they were on special teams, year after year. Whereas there's some of these teams, you know, like the Eagles and the Patriots and all that. They, you know, they have these guys that come in and they get on a run. The Jets actually have had great special teams with all their ups and downs. There's some guys in the league that have got it figured out and got it down to some sort of a science, but not enough of them around. But special teams is always like one of the first guys to go.
So now you move forward. You got teams that you're looking up at now, because we were talking last night about the teams that are actually in the postseason and how competitive the Green Bay Packers are in comparison. And I said, look, I think LaFleur has a lot of pressure on him to get back into the postseason, to get back into that atmosphere, because this team was probably 5, 6, 7 plays away from actually being in the postseason this year.
The Packers were?
Yeah.
5, 6 plays away?
Do you think?
No. No, I
farther than that?
Yeah, man, I've been watching tape on some of these teams, Bill. I feel really bad about the Packers roster. I mean, I really do. You know,
They were a sack away from beating and a penalty flag away from beating Minnesota.
Yeah.
They should have beat Arizona.
Yeah, no.
You know?
But by the second half of the season, and what LaFleur's walking into, and the we talked about this the other day about they went through 14 different guys in the secondary, and you look at the Bears sending five guys to the Pro Bowl, with Mack and Fuller and those guys. I mean, those guys played most of the season. They're built for this sport, and they're built to put punishment on people. And the Packers have got some. Gutekunst has got his work cut out for him, and I think he's got to be even more active in free agency, because you look what Ryan Pace has done in building that super defense, and these other teams too that have beat them that are in the next level. And how great Chris Ballard has been with the Colts. Oh my God! I mean, what he's got on linebacker and offensive line, and bringing in the running back that they've got that tore up the Texans last week. Andrew Luck is coming back, from the injury, and he's got to go into now against the Chiefs. Now, traditionally, the Colts have always ended the Chiefs postseason, but that was when Peyton Manning was there. So he talks about he's going to have to fly into Arrowhead now and play tomorrow afternoon against the Chiefs.
I'll say this. I don't think it's any different than any other game. I really don't. The way this locker room is prepared, it's all about just getting better. And when a play is there to be made, it can be anybody. You're probably one of the louder atmospheres in football, again, at Arrowhead, in an awesome atmosphere. But once a game gets going, it's all the same. It's the same size field, same amount of players. You got to do the same things well. You got to play with technique. You got to play with fundamentals. You got to play with discipline.
He's got Marlon Mack behind him for 148 yards against the Texans. They jumped out to that 21-zip lead. And Frank Reich, 13 years as a quarterback, Mr. Calm and Cool. He's just having fun with it. The fact that he even got his team to the postseason, pressure's not on him, man. And Andrew Luck buying into what he's doing right away, all those guys. And facing the Chiefs offense, as explosive as Andy Reid has got the Chiefs going right now in Kansas City.
This is certainly the best offense, obviously, statistically in the NFL this year. Certainly the biggest challenge that we faced. So, it's really about what we do and believing in our players and staying true to what we do, being disciplined.
It's going to be interesting. Andrew Luck, a veteran quarterback. Meanwhile, all the young quarterbacks, except for Dak Prescott, all the young quarterbacks have been eliminated.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. When you interviewed Patrick Mahomes.
Last year, yeah.
Was like a Russell Wilson kind of guy? I mean, what did you think?
I thought he was unbelievably intelligent, very articulate, really confident in himself. It was at Super Bowl that he found out that Alex Smith was traded, and he was a man.
Yeah.
I mean, right when he was coming on our show.
Yeah.
He was sitting down at the table, and they said, oh, by the way, Alex Smith's been traded. What? And all of a sudden, he's a man.
Yeah, and is that when that happened?
That's when we were finding out about it, yeah.
That's right. And, so you're saying when you're face-to-face with him like that, it's just you see the fast processor, right?
Yep.
Then you see the athleticism. And then you see Andy Reid there sitting next to him on the bench, those night games this past year. I've never seen these Packers coaches like Holmgren and those other guys. It looked like they're having fun, man. It looks like Pop Warner. The head coach is sitting down there with his young quarterback, and they're looking at the iPad, and they're talking about what the next package is going to be. I mean, they're just having fun. And then Mahomes is out there, and now in the highlights of the networks, they keep on throwing the look-away throw that he had. Aaron Rodgers can do that, but this kid's doing it, 22, 23, and he is really excited to be on the playoff platform tomorrow night.
Grow up, you want to go and play games like this when you get older, and you want to be a professional athlete and you want to win on the biggest stage. And so for me, it's about going out there, like I said, be myself, lean on my teammates, and try to go out there and win a big football game.
So a young cat trying to get a win. Meanwhile, Jason Garrett and his quarterback Dak Prescott, who's been there, done that, but he's the only guy younger than his counterpart to advance, because Russell Wilson obviously has been there, done that, and won a Super Bowl.
That's right. And something? I watched this game from about 4 weeks ago yesterday. Saints in Dallas against the Cowboys. And Dallas's defense just erupted in that game. Held the Saints to like a touchdown through much of that game. And that was the turning point. And I'll tell you what, Jason Garrett might be a little underrated as a coach. And he's in one of the toughest spots working for Jerry Jones. But this guy's got a confidence about him I haven't seen lately. Now he talks about he's going to have to take on the hotshot of the league, Sean McVay and the LA Rams, tomorrow night in the Coliseum.
Sean's done a fantastic job there. You know, we competed against him when he was the coordinator in Washington and did a really good job there as well. And he's just a fantastic coach. And they have a lot of weapons there. He knows how to use them well. They haven't won 13 games by accident.
Hey, Mike, you got a minute for one more segment?
You bet.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Mike and I are going to be heading down to Atlanta, Georgia.
It's nice to always have fans at, you know, away stadiums. But obviously we're playing a really good team up front. So, you know, they're going to have their fans cheering, and hopefully we have some there too.
Joe Looney, getting you ready for the divisional weekends. Mike Clemens, NFL Sirius Radio, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
And his kid, you know, he's the center for the Cowboys, and he's talking about those Cowboy fans yep. going to the Coliseum. But, you know, we got James Looney, you know, practice squad guy on defensive line. Who got elevated at the end of the season?
We got our own Looney. Come on.
Yeah, we got a Looney, too.
Yeah, there you go. So, Mike, in the divisional weekend, I mean, obviously, we're all looking forward to this. If you're a football fan out there, it's something you've been anticipating for a while now. So, in that sense,
who'd you take last night when you got Colts at Kansas City and Dallas at L.A. against the Rams? Who'd you take?
Well, first of all, I took the Colts on the road. And the reason being is because of the quarterback. The older quarterbacks have won.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling more confident in the quarterback play. Now, it's going to be tough for Andrew Luck and company to win because, obviously, the Chiefs can score points. But the Colts impressed me. Their defense did. I mean, they are running Deshaun Watson. They were able to shut down and put pressure on him all day. If they do the same thing to Patrick Mahomes, maybe they rattle the guy.
Maybe.
Then you've got the Cowboys on the road. Again, I took the Cowboys. Dak Prescott, that running game of Zeke Elliott. The Rams defense has not really played well down the stretch. I took the Cowboys. But the next day, on Sunday, I take the Patriots at home against the Chargers and the Saints at home against the Eagles.
Well, Cowboys defense has played really well, and I'll tell you, you know, it would the way the Rams season has went, where they went perfect for so long, got a little bit banged up, lost some guys, and you wonder if, you know, maybe if they're really ready for the spotlight. I guess even though there'll be all those Dallas fans there like Joe Looney was talking about, I guess I got to take the Rams at home. But your man Brian Billick said last night on NFL Network, he's picking the Chargers to beat the Patriots this time. And, you know, Philip Rivers, he's never beaten Tom Brady. He's 0-7 against Tom Brady. And the Chargers, New England has beat the Patriots the last four times these two teams have met, seven of the last eight games. But Philip Rivers says that's old news.
This team right here has never played them, and that's the way I look at it. Again, those are all things that you're aware of. And, yeah, as a competitor, heck, yeah, you wish you'd have won some of those seven, definitely. But we didn't. I can't go back and win any of them. But we got a chance to win one on Sunday.
And today at practice, Kenosha's Melvin Gordon, running back, he looks 100%. And, you know, that helped them out last week as well against the Ravens. So I'd love to see the Chargers win because I'm sick of covering the Patriots at this week.
I'd love to see the Chargers get there. I think the whole Philip Rivers story would be fascinating. Finally, that guy coming out of that draft, when everybody else has went on to really championship style, that this guy would finally be able to kind of claim his rightful place, too, because he's been a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah. And then the last one is Sunday night, 3:40. Eagles have to go into the Superdome. And, you know, I mean, Sean Payton and Drew Brees have had such a brilliant year, kind of reinventing themselves. And, you know, besides using the running backs that emerged last year for them, it's defense where they picked it up. And then even on special teams, to take a quarterback from Green Bay like Taysom Hill, just an athlete. Forget that he's a quarterback, just an athlete, man. The guy's a pretty good gunner. That's just made them why they won so many games this year. Drew Brees, though, sees the Eagles how in the last month they started getting some of their players back, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, and he knows they're going to be a force to deal with.
I think you see them over the last 4 or 5 weeks, you know, coming into their own. Again, you know, each team they play, there's a different game plan, but you know, whatever they do, they do it well, they execute it well.
But I don't see the Eagles. I mean, I started talking about the Eagles last year around October because they were flying in all three phases.
Right.
Even on special teams, they're not close to the speed they were at a year ago at this time.
No, I agree with that.
And I don't I think you know, I think the Saints are on a mission, and I don't. And Nick Foles with those the rib injury, you know, there's a lot of balls he missed that he could have had against the Bears last weekend. I think the Saints are going to go to the next level.
I would think so as well, and I really like the motivational tactic of Sean Payton.
Yes.
Throwing down $250,000 in front of everybody and say, go win me three and this is yours.
Exactly.
You and I would run through walls to get that,
you know? No, he's on fire right now.
Yep, no doubt about it. Mike, great stuff. Enjoy the weekend. Sit back, relax, and then we will talk again on Monday, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Mike Clements, NFL Sirius Radio, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years of making it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.